Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This could be 2 in the game. Dickinson, Milam, and that's it. Tiger Town is title town again as the boys bring the 8th World Series title back to the Bayou.
So congratulations to LSU for winning the national championship. If you were wondering, so Rocco's, there's a bar in Omaha, Nebraska. LSU this weekend, they accounted for 52,390 Jell-O shots, which is short of their own record that they got back in 2023 when they got 68,000 Jell-O shots. So this is the game that I want to play. You are a through and through KU fan. You are born and raised in Kansas. You went to a Kansas high school. You told me that you were a sophomore and knew, oh, I'm going to Kansas. You are through and through KU. For the basis of this game, I need you to drop your team affiliation. You can no longer cheer for KU. I'm going to give you a handful of colleges, and tomorrow you have to decide if you are going to cheer for this, that, or the third university. You got some music for me? We're going to start with Texas, Ohio State, or LSU. Tomorrow you have to relinquish all your Kansas athletic rights. Are you going to be a Texas fan or Ohio State fan or an LSU fan?
Ooh. I'm going to say Texas because I like Austin the best of all those towns. I feel icky liking any of them, but
you love Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas is special. Austin, Texas is a vibe. Austin, Texas is a place where I would like to go watch a college football game. Don't get me wrong, going down to the Bayou would be great. I would love a Saturday night in Death Valley, but I'd have to put up with the basketball program too, and that's a disaster. So, and Ohio State, pass on Ohio State, the Ohio State. So I'm going to say Texas, and my love of Austin really is channeled here to pick them.
You know what? I think I would pick LSU for this reason. This is why. It's not that far from New Orleans, which just seems like, you know, a nice, easy drive. They have much more of a football culture. People talk about night games at Baton Rouge. No one talks about night games at Texas. That's just not really a thing. They're really good at all the other sports. So if you easily just want to be somebody who in the summer, you just randomly start cheering for gymnastics, you can do that. You can just randomly start cheering for women's basketball. You can randomly start cheering for college baseball. There's like a certain pride. And then every once in a while, they kind of have a decent basketball team. I mean, they're not a basketball powerhouse by any means, but they're always, you know, interesting in basketball. Or they hire Will Wade, or they get this recruit or something. I think I would pick LSU out of them. I mean, I would probably cheer for Ohio State's football team out of all of them, but I don't know if Ohio State's really good at anything else other than football. And that's a really important thing to be good at. I just think I'd pick LSU if I had to start over. All right. Oklahoma, Clemson, or Florida? Which one of those teams tomorrow are you going to be a fan of?
Clemson. Most success recently. So you get the, what have you done for me lately? You're still a team that's been to the college football playoff. I don't like their coach. Their basketball program is good. It's not great, but it's good. I think South Carolina is more fun than Oklahoma. So I'm going to lean Clemson, but it's between Clemson and Florida because being an Oklahoma fan is like back in my day. Do you know that they haven't won a conference title since 03? Like it just, or oh, excuse me, 02? Yeah, no, I'm good.
Yeah, cheering for Oklahoma doesn't really sound like it's that fun. I mean, it'd be fun if that's where you're from, but I don't, No, I don't want to cheer for Oklahoma. I think I would pick Florida out of this grouping. They're usually relevant in football. They've had some obviously peak years. They just won the national championship. It feels like there's enough there that being a Florida fan would be kind of cool. You also have like the Gator Chomp that you can do. You put guys into the league. I mean, I'm not really wild about any of these three. They all just seem to have like very clear pluses and minuses. But yeah, I think I would cheer for Florida out of this group. All right. Last one here. Auburn, Penn State, or USC?
Do you know, I think USC is last in this list. USC is not the USC we grew up watching as kids.
No, not at all.
This is not your father's USC. So I think they're last. I think the answer is Penn State. I think it's Penn State by
you like college basketball too much to be a Penn State fan.
But like,
you're telling me that you're willing to adopt a school that you basically have to give up love of college basketball? No chance you would do that.
Yeah, I mean, their football program's the best of the three, though.
No, I agree with that. What I'm saying is they don't have anything else. That's all you have is, I mean, I guess that's kind of what you already have right now.
I mean, that's what my school is now. It's just I've changed the sports. I mean, like, Auburn is little brother in football. You're not just okay. You are thumped yearly by your rival.
I think USC is the best team out of these to cheer for. I think they're the best team. Auburn's probably the most well-rounded athletic department. But USC, there's like so much history and tied up into it. I love their uniforms. There's always the, hey, this is going to be the year. They're in the Big Ten, so you play in a lot of big games. Yeah, I think I would pick USC if you were like asking me from the beginning, which team would I be a fan of? Saying you're a USC fan just seems like it's a really cool thing to say. So yeah, I'm picking USC out of that grouping. I just don't believe you, college basketball man. You're picking a school that has no college basketball history? No chance. College basketball is your favorite sport? No chance. After soccer. It's soccer one, college basketball two for you. I don't think you're picking Penn State. That's my game, this, that, or the third. Congratulations to LSU for winning the championship. And also having 52,000 Jell-O shots. That's a lot of Jell-O shots. Just a whole lot of them that place has sold.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.